And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 18th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go straight to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and I'm reading verse 25. The other disciples therefore said to him, to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And so he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Well, what can we say? There are none so blind as those who do not want to see. Isn't that what the old saying goes? Like, seeing is believing. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. But those are all worldly terms. They are not terms that come out of the mouth of a Christian. Augustine said, "Faith is to believe what you cannot see. But the reward of that faith is to see what you believed." You see, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God." We have to start walking more by faith and not by sight. Even the disciples said to Jesus in the Gospel of Luke chapter 17 and verse 5, "Please, Lord, increase our faith." We are living in perilous times all over the world. And I want to say to you, my dear friend, if you are suffering from depression or anxiety and stress and fear, you've got to start to believe the promises of God. You've got to start to believe the word of God, and you've got to stop listening to the lies of the devil, and you've got to really be careful about who you're spending time with, because there are so many people who are in a desperate situation at the moment in the world. You see, without faith, you cannot even be a Christian, actually, because if you say, "Well, I am a Christian," can you believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin? Can you believe that Mary never knew a man and she was impregnated by the Holy Spirit? That takes faith. Can you believe that a man can be raised from the dead like Jesus was? Can you believe that he's coming again on the clouds? Well, that takes faith. You see, one of my heroes in the Bible was Caleb. Now, in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, this is what it says. This is what the Lord says. He says, "But my servant, Caleb, because he has a different spirit." What kind of spirit? A spirit of faith. A different kind of spirit in him, "and has followed me fully, obeyed me, I will bring him into the land from whence he came, and his descendants shall inherit it." There was only two men from an entire generation that went into the promised land, into Israel. One was Caleb and the other was Joshua. When Caleb was 85 years old, are you listening up, boys? 85 years old. Joshua said, "You can have any part of Israel that you want because you've been a faithful servant." He said, "Give me the big mountains where the big giants live." Oh, I love that spirit. Today, let's walk by faith and not by sight. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.